Today, we will be doing something a little different to deepen your commitment to me and to help you become your best and most authentic self. These changes will make lasting improvements to your physical and emotional health. I need you to be the best possible you. I deserve nothing less. There will be some rules for you if you wish to continue listening. You may only listen to this audio while engaged in cardio exercise, ideally in a public space like a gym. Obviously, you will not be permitted to touch your genitalia in any way. You are increasingly public, my little pervert. You must be respectful of those around you. No exception. You don't want to disappoint your dominant, nor do you. You must wear headphones. You must be ready to submit completely to my will. Unless I ask you to do something that is unsafe for you. Inappropriate in your current circumstances, or against your moral code, or harms you or others in any way. Don't bring vanillas into your kink. Stop this audio now if you are not ready to follow these rules. Restart this audio when you are ready, or walk away if this is too intense for you. Because, sweetheart, it's only going to get more intense. With that out of the way, my slutty pet, we are ready to get started. The only other thing you'll need is a big bottle of cool, refreshing water and your headphones. I will be whispering in your ear as you work out on your favorite cardio machine today, my slut. I will be turning your workout from a mere means of exercise to a meditative, calming, pleasurable journey of self-discovery and self-actualization. Start your workout at a lower than typical intensity. There's no need to rush or have any expectations or intentions. Your only real intention today is to allow me complete control so I can bring you to new heights of pleasure and relaxation. In fact, that should be your only thought for the remainder of our session. How can I give more control to Domino? With your machine settings entered, start moving your body at a leisurely pace. Take a deep inhale through your nose to the count of four, followed by holding your breath for a moment, and then exhale for a count of four. I'll help you along. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold. Exhale. One, two. You are doing great. Notice the noise in your brain has already begun to quiet. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold. Exhale. One, two, three, four. You are doing wonderful. If you find that you are struggling to keep this pattern while exerting yourself physically, consider turning down the resistance on your machine. This should be pleasurable and relaxing. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold. Feel the cool air as it enters your nose. Feel the positivity and freedom enter with that cool air. Feel the moment moment of tension as you hold before exhaling. Exhale, feeling the warm air exit your body. With that warm air leaving, feel the stress and tension exit your body. Each cycle, feeling more and more relaxed. Each cycle, becoming more and more pleasurable. As it becomes familiar, as my familiar voice takes over. Take a hydrating sip of your water and feel the cooling refreshment flow down your throat. You might notice another effect too. Each sip will weaken your will to resist and bring you deeper under my control. I've added a special cocktail of flavorless ingredients. It's more of a potion or spell than a drug, but it'll have a similar effect. Each sip will increase your relaxation while lowering your inhibitions. The direct effect will be to bring you deeper under my control and intensify your pleasure. Inhale.
1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Focus on how this breathing is affecting your mind and body. Feel the pleasure and calm grow like a core of energy in your chest. Visualize it as a glowing orb that continues to grow with each inhale. Acknowledge the tension as you hold your breath, but release your judgments of that emotion. The emotion is not who you are, it is how you feel. As you exhale, feel your anxiety and negativity flow out with your breath. Feel your breath as it cleans your body and mind. Take a sip. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. With your inhale, feel clean, revitalizing energy enter your body and mind. With your exhale, release all intention and control. Each sip magnifies this feeling, the combined effect, orders of magnitude stronger than the sum of the parts. You don't need to hold on to control. I'm in control now. Trying is futile anyway. You are increasingly released from the burden of control. With that release, you are free to feel deeper and deeper pleasure. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Continue to maintain a background awareness of your breath as we move on to the next step in your programming. Yes, you are being programmed. Your new program will help you feel new levels of pleasure and relaxation. It will not make you do anything you don't really want to do. If you lose focus on your breath, bring some of your focus to your body and its movement on the machine. Feel the points your body is in contact with the machine. Draw pressure, your control, your thoughts, your worries don't serve you. Let go of it all. Domino will take it from you and help you to reach your full potential. Take a sip to nourish and cleanse your body and mind. This session is a first step in molding your body and mind towards making you the perfect obedient slave that I deserve. Do you understand? That wasn't very convincing. You can say it a little louder than that without drawing any attention. The people working out will see your headphones and not think twice. There's plenty of inspirational workout audios out there. Only you and I will hear the silent domino that follows internally after the spoken yes. Good sleep. If your eyes are still closed, I will forgive you this once if you steal a peek to make sure no one around you noticed your slutty sounds. If they were not closed, you are not following my instructions very well. With your eyes open, scan the gym. Be careful not to stare at the sexy bodies around you, but observe them well. Close your eyes now, and keep them closed unless I say otherwise. Future disobedience will not be tolerated. Do you understand?
Yes.
Louder.
Yes.
Good. Shift your focus back to the effortless movement of your limbs. Notice how they feel inexplicably heavy, yet they continue moving in the set pattern of exercise as if operating outside of physics and outside of your conscious control. Visualize your body floating on the waves of a vast, salty sea. The waves push and pull your limbs effortlessly, despite their weight. The waves, though gentle, have the immutable force of nature behind them. That force and my will are one and the same, both gentle and strong, while also undeniably pleasurable. Luxuriate in the ripples of pleasure each wave brings. You may feel this as tingles or a sensation of falling or flirting. How you experience this is not important. What is important is understanding that this pleasure comes from giving yourself up to my control. The more control you give me, the more pleasure you will feel. Take a sip to deepen that feeling, further down than ever before. Take a moment to observe your mind. You will be beginning to notice the positive changes I've set out to make. Fear, self-doubt, and anxiety are being replaced with relaxation, obedience, and joy. The more you feel of the latter, the less you will feel of the former. And now I will begin to sculpt your body towards perfection as I have your mind. My slave needs to be perfect inside and out. The light cardio we've started with will eventually tone your body with repeated listening. But your dominant demands faster results. Notice as the frequency of the waves moving your limbs increases, moving your body faster and faster. Soon you realize that the waves will overwhelm you, drowning you and negating the work I've done so far to help you reach your full potential. You must begin moving your limbs faster to stay afloat. This realization will bring you out of trance at the count of 1, 10. You move faster yet. Take a sip. 9. You find this exertion brings pleasure because it is my will. 8. You feel your muscles tighten and coil. 7. You feel strength that you didn't know you were capable of, pushing you further, my strength funneled through your body. 6. Your mind wanders to thoughts of your body becoming more sculpted. 5. Your mind's eye focuses on your rapidly firming rear end, envisioning it becoming stronger. 4. You feel burning in your muscles as my will reshapes you, more and more attractive to me. 3. You feel the eyes of unseen men and women walking by, staring at your body with lust. 2. The warmth in your body combines with the glowing energy in your core and the lustful gazes of fellow gym members to wash. feel a flush of blush across your face as you come particularly back to awareness. You feel overcome by humiliation as you take in your surroundings, but you continue to exercise, pushing yourself harder out of devotion and tribute to your Dhamma. Take a sip. Wash away any lingering free will. You turn up the resistance on the machine, pushing yourself harder than ever. Soon you find this effort and exhaustion drawing you back into trance. You realize the only way you can continue this pace is by throwing out the last pieces of baggage from earlier, from the old you that we've left behind. Your mind is only on me now. Your mind is only on my voice. The only pieces you seem able to find are a small, weak, but persistent shred of will, and the vestiges of your resistance. With your new clarity and authenticity, you can admit that neither were very substantial to begin with. The cleansing trance has eroded them to the point that they hold no power, yet they still weigh you down. You cast them away without a thought, consistent with their value to you. You take a sip of cool water to cleanse your mouth of their taste, bitter and unnatural. You drop deeper. You immediately feel a burst of strength and energy. Your movements have a purpose beyond you that seems to give them added power. That purpose is, of course, to serve me. It's like a runner's high, but more intense. More spiritual and strangely arousing. For a fleeting moment, your mind tries to parse out the calls. Was it the magical water? My voice? The exerciser? Have I just given you permission to enter your natural subservient state? The truest expression of who you always were. As fast as these thoughts enter your mind, they vanish like the fog. Through your body, becoming almost a pleasure. A pleasure, just like a masochist can feel pleasure from pain. That burn, that healthy working out burn, feels like a growing arousal within you. It's heat, and that heat can be so easily transformed. Transformed from this simple burning of your muscles into another muscle. Feeling that burning heat, and then sweet arousal filling you up in the middle of your body. Lower and lower as it feels good, that burning slower and slower as it touches and tingles. And sorry, sweetheart, we can't go too much further down that road because, well, you're in public. Just be naughty. And while you are my good little naughty slave, you know what you're doing. I'll deserve a reward to go listen to another file that really properly gives you that reward, because you're doing so good as you channel all that sexual arousal and sexual energy into your workout, making you go further and further, because you don't get to stop until I stop, so long as it's a healthy and safe thing for you to continue doing. You just keep going, my little robot. I have complete control of your body, and while sometimes you might want to give up, not with me.
You'd never give up on me, would you? You'd keep going, keep showing me your devotion. Keep showing yourself that you can fucking do it, because I'm fucking telling you to. That's it. Feeling the intensity increasing. I want you to really put your all into it and keep going for me. That's it. Good, Pat. Good, 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 Pat. Keep going. A little bit more. You can do it. You're gonna feel so good afterwards, feeling your body completely limp after you get off the machine, safely bringing yourself to a place where you can sit down and just relax. I want you to do that for me now, okay? I want you to turn off whatever bits needed and feel yourself slowly slowing down. Safely. Bringing yourself to a stop, and then moving to a position where you can just sit and breathe. Good, Pat. Doing so good. That was fun. Do you think you have it in you to go again? To start at a new machine, press play, and keep going for me? I want to make you the most amazing creature on the planet. My creature. My plaything, my puppet. Just breathe and relax. And when you're ready, we can start again.